Supporters of the petition say shelters for the homeless should not be located in the downtown core of Corvallis. They also want to see sobriety requirements to limit what they call damp shelters. Paul Cawthorn is a chief petitioner who lives a couple blocks from the men's winter shelter on 4th Street.
Every time the shelter is open during the winter, we have more impact on the neighborhood. We have more people defecating in the alleys. You know, we have more litter. We have more loud, drunken behavior. But there's no requirement for them to be clean and sober. They party during the day, and then they head over at the shelter at night.
The petition committee has 2 years to collect the signatures needed to put the initiative to a vote. If it passes, homeless shelters could only operate within specified distances of school bus stops, single-family homes, and liquor stores. Corvallis Housing First has plans to create a large permanent shelter where the temporary warming center currently operates. Homeless advocates say shelters are the first step to helping people find permanent housing. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.